Hey everybody, Eric from Teachers Talking Tech, and I am coming to you from my shop in the garage because I need a little time away, and I thought that it would be a nice opportunity to share some tips and tricks about screencasting with you. Screencasting is one of those things where it was used in the classroom by techie teachers. Like myself, I loved using screencasting in my classroom. If you're not familiar with the term, by the way, screencasting, in a few words, is just recording your screen while talking, and you might add drawings or things like that. Well, I use this in my class to be able to, like if I had kids in centers, they might be at a center with me, but then I recorded a screencast lesson so that then when they were at another center, they'd be listening to a recording of me teaching. So it was almost like cloning myself in the classroom. And one of my favorite things about screencasting is that for my high kids, they could kind of zip through the video and they might not even have to pause. They could just follow along and do their math work or their reading or writing or whatever it was. But for my low kids, they had a little more time and control of how they were being taught. So they were able to pause me, rewind, and hear again what I'd said. And the pausing is big because for the shorter attention span, they could just, you know, hit pause and go to the bathroom or get a drink. They could hit pause and have a couple extra minutes to digest what I said while they were trying to work. So I found it really, really useful in the classroom. Now, I showed screencasting and tricks to a lot of our staff. And in general, most people were kind of like, okay, it's neat, but it takes a lot of time. I'm not sure I really want to do that, which is fine. And I totally understand. But now that we are doing distance learning, I'm finding that screencasting is becoming really, really valuable in this situation because, you know, not only are you doing maybe a read aloud to your kids and recording it and sending it to them, but also for directions or tutorials. Like I know for Seesaw, when I want my kids to be able to go to something, tap here, go there, it's easy for me to record a tutorial for them and I can show them right in the video what they're supposed to be doing. And then of course, it's great for teaching lessons. Whether it's math, reading, writing, whatever it is, screencasting is a really great way to record a lesson and then share it with your kids. I know a lot of teachers out there are using Zoom or Google Meet or whatever you're using to do live video teaching. And live video teaching is really, really tricky. It's tough to get all your kids to listen to what you're saying. It's hard to get them to interact with you. It's hard to show them live what you are trying to teach them. It's just problematic. You know, it works, but, you know, I found overall the video lessons just have gone over better. So I really like the way that I can record myself and then send out the video. And on top of that, if you are doing live teaching, the ability to send out a video to kids, have them watch it, and then when they join your live classroom, they already have been exposed to the content. It's almost like a flipped classroom model where they've already gotten the content, and now that we're there with you, then you can answer questions and maybe expand on what you taught them in the video a little bit. So I think it's really, really valuable during this time of distance learning to know how to screencast. So a few of the apps that I love for recording video lessons, Clips by Apple is great. Screencast-O-Matic. Screencast-O-Matic is a free app that's available from the Chrome store, and it links right to your Google Drive. It's kind of basic, but it's a great app for just recording your screen and talking. And you know, for me, the one that I've really been loving during this is Loom. And Loom is a paid app, but they've opened it up where it is now free for teachers, which is amazing. So you can get all the kind of pro features of Loom just by signing up for it with your education email. So that's been awesome. So when they are offered it for free, I jumped on it. And it's available. You can get it in the Chrome store. You can download a desktop version for your Mac or PC. And there's also an iOS and like a tablet version of it as well. And it doesn't quite have as many features, but all those accounts link together. So if you were using like an iPad and a laptop, when you record on those different devices, then they go to the cloud. Loom uses a cloud system to save your videos. So I'll talk about that a little bit more, but just so you know that it's free, that's an amazing resource for educators. So here is why I love Loom. There's a lot of reasons, but here's reason number one. Reason number one is that while you are recording your screen, you also have this little bubble down in the corner where you can choose to show your face at the same time. So let me tell you how I use this. The other day I recorded a read aloud, and I was on my MacBook. So I was on my laptop, and I went to my Epic account because there's tons of great books in Epic, and it's free, and we've done a whole podcast on that if you want to check it out. And I open the book on my screen, and then I get ready to start recording. Now, I put my face down in the corner, and there's this little circle, and you're able to move it anywhere in your screen so it's not blocking your content. You can also resize it as well. And if you don't want your face, no problem. If you don't want to see your face on there, it can record without that. I just love that my kids can see my face as I'm reading that book, because sometimes a read aloud, when it's just your screen and a book turning pages, it doesn't really keep kids quite as engaged. So I really like that about it. Here's reason number two. Reason number two is when you are done recording, it automatically takes what you've recorded and it puts it into the cloud. So Loom uses its own cloud. And so my Loom video that I made, it was just uploaded right there. And it takes maybe, depending on the length of your video, it may take 5-10 minutes to process the video until it's available. But once it's available on their cloud, you can rename it and you can share it a ton of ways right from their cloud. So where there might have been more steps with other screencasting apps where you have to like send it to Google Drive, then make it public, and then share it via link, with Loom, you can share it directly from Loom and from their cloud with that link, which I think is amazing for free. Especially because of the size of these video files. You know, they're offering that cloud service for free. That's a big deal. Now, once it's in their cloud, again, like I said, you can share it via link. You also have the opportunity to trim sections, which is amazing. So just picture this. This video is not even on your device right now. It's in the cloud. You can trim parts of it. Like, so if you made a mistake during the video, you don't have to go back and record the whole thing over. You can just highlight a section of the video and then trim it right out. And then you can preview the video to make sure that it looks okay. And I just love this, because there's a lot of times when you're doing a read aloud where you might, you know, mess up a little section, and then you either have to, in your mind, think, well, I've either got to start this entire recording over, or I just have to say, oops, and move on. This kind of gives you some wiggle room where you can delete portions of it. The second thing, like I had mentioned, are the sharing options. So you can share this as a link, the video. You can download it to your device. So if you want to download and save the video on your device and then upload it to YouTube or, you know, Seesaw or Google Classroom or whatever, you can do that. You can also just tap the email button and it will just embed the email or the video right into your email and send it. And then the last way is you could actually embed it into a website as well. So it'll give you an embed code where you could put it right into a site. So just so many options once it's in the cloud. So I just love all of those options that you get with Loom. And I should mention this too, for anybody that might be wondering, like, wow, Eric really likes this. It almost sounds like they are paying him to say this. I'm not paid by Loom, and we actually don't take money from anybody for our podcast. So really, I'm just sharing this with you because I think that you will love this app. Now, they, as I mentioned before, they do make an iOS version, and I'm almost positive they have an Android version as well. There are a little less features when you go that route. As of right now, you're not allowed, and you're not able, rather, to record your face and your screen at the same time. But like on my iPad, it's really, really a great way to show apps, because I can go ahead, I can launch Loom, and then you hit start. It gives you a little countdown, by the way, once you get started. And then I record. I can use whatever apps that I want on my iPad. And then when I'm done, it automatically just saves that Loom video right to the cloud. So I should mention this too, that in the cloud, they allow you to create folders. After a few weeks, I started having a lot of Loom videos in the cloud, and it was kind of hard to find them or to know what to do with all those videos. You can create folders and then just dump the videos right into those folders. And so I just made a math folder, reading folder, writing folder. And so it's an easy way for me to archive videos or just to put them somewhere out of my view if I was not using them right then and there, but knowing that I could go back and have access to them whenever I wanted. So I guess my message to you is, if you haven't checked out Loom, you should. It's free for educators, and I think it's a great screencasting app. If you have any questions, you know you can reach out to us at teacherstalkingtech@gmail.com. We love getting your emails. You can also record a voice memo and send it to us, and we'll play it on the podcast. We love getting those voice memos from you. Also, big favor to ask, if you'd be willing to leave us a review wherever you listen to our podcast. This helps us in the algorithm, just more people get a chance to listen to Teachers Talking Tech, which we'd really appreciate. You can also find us on Facebook at Teachers Talking Tech. You can check out our YouTube channel at Teachers Talking Tech. I will try to get a video tutorial of Loom up there within the next week or so for those of you who like to see those videos and just get a visual idea of what an app would look like. I'll try to get that up on YouTube in the next week or so. All right, well, thanks for listening to Teachers Talking Tech. This has been Eric Robinson. See ya.